BitGo cuts. Nearly 15% of staff to refocus on custody and stablecoins. BitGo is reducing its workforce by close to 15%. CEO Mike Belshi announced the cut on June 26, 2026, framing it as a move to concentrate the company on security, trading, stablecoins, and AI-powered infrastructure rather than a broad pullback. The announcement was reported by Cointelegraph. BitGo is one of the largest regulated custodians in crypto, holding institutional assets and providing the back-end wallet, custody, and settlement plumbing that other companies build on top of. A staffing cut at a firm of that size is less about one product and more about where the company expects revenue to come from next. The areas BitGo is keeping Belshi named four priorities: security, trading, stablecoins, and AI infrastructure. The list reads as a statement about which lines BitGo thinks will pay for themselves and which it is willing to shrink. Custody and security have been BitGo's core since it was founded, so keeping them is no surprise. Trading and stablecoins are the growth bets. Stablecoins, in particular, have become a contested infrastructure layer. Issuers, banks, and custodians are all moving to control the reserves, settlement, and minting rails behind dollar-denominated tokens. A custodian that can hold reserves and service institutional stablecoin issuers sits in a useful spot. Naming stablecoin infrastructure as a survivor of the cut signals, BitGo wants more of that business, not less. The AI infrastructure line is vaguer. Belshi did not detail what it covers, and BitGo has not published a breakdown of which teams shrink and which grow. Treat the four-pillar framing as direction, not as a finished org chart. Timing against a falling market, the cut lands in a weak tape. Bitcoin traded near $59,739 on June 26, 2026, down 2.16% on the day and 4.88% over the week. Ether sat around $1,568, down 3.33% on the day and 8.21% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index read 16, deep in extreme fear. Custodians earn a meaningful share of revenue from assets under custody and from trading and transaction activity. Both soften when prices fall and institutional flows cool. A 15% reduction during a drawdown fits the pattern of a company trimming cost to protect margin while volumes are thin. Then, keeping the teams tied to the lines, it expects to recover first. This is cost discipline timed to the cycle, not a distress signal on its own. It also follows a wider round of belt tightening across crypto infrastructure. The Ethereum Foundation cut roughly 20% of its staff earlier this month, and several payment and custody firms have restructured through the year. The common thread is companies narrowing to the products that generate real revenue rather than funding broad roadmaps through a downturn. Counterparty exposure for anyone holding a balance elsewhere. Most retail users never touch BitGo directly. The relevance is indirect. BitGo custodies assets for exchanges, funds, and token projects, and it services stablecoin and trading clients whose products end up in consumer hands. When a custodian reorganizes, the immediate question for anyone holding a balance with a third party is counterparty exposure, not headcount. That is the durable lesson regardless of how BitGo's restructuring plays out. Custodial balances are claims on a company. If a custodian faces stress, those balances can be frozen or delayed, as users learned through past failures across the industry. Holding funds in self-custody, where you control the keys, removes that specific dependency at the cost of taking on key management yourself. Neither approach is free of risk. They trade one set of failure modes for another. For now, nothing in the announcement points to operational trouble at BitGo. A workforce cut framed around focus is a strategic choice, and the company is keeping the teams closest to its custody and stablecoin business. The signal worth tracking is whether other large custodians follow with similar cuts, which would say more about the state of institutional crypto revenue than any single firm's reorganization does.